Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to wrap up our six-part series on human population and its effects on the environment. The series was courtesy of Anup Shah and the website globalissues.org. Today we're talking about gender and population issues. Consider the following. More than one woman dies every minute of every day. 585,000 a year, according to the World Health Organization, due to preventable complications of pregnancy, childbirth, or unsafe abortion. Violence against women is a greater cause of death and disability among women ages 15 to 44 than either cancer, malaria, or road traffic. Female genital mutilation, or FGM, traditional procedures that involve cutting away parts of the female external genitalia, causes excruciating pain, shock, and bleeding, and can lead to death. The estimated number of women and girls who have undergone some form of FGM is over 130 million. Tackling the socioeconomic issues, providing access to family planning, health care, and other related information would help address many issues described, especially in many developing nations where such provisions are not easily available, privately or publicly. By ensuring women's rights can be upheld and realizing that women play a crucial role in the development of society, many underlying issues which lead to conflict and problems can be tackled more effectively. Better care, education, and rights for women mean that children should also benefit. This can eventually allow a society to enjoy more rights, and hopefully the society can be enriched. Just a few decades ago, people would think of population control. Today, however, that emphasis is more on educating women and providing more information for women's reproductive rights. The structural adjustment policies have also been shown to hurt the ability for governments to improve the health of women and family planning services worldwide. These and other economic effects, which lead to various social effects, are often overlooked. If it is realized that families in conditions of poverty may make an economic choice of having more children to increase the likelihood of surviving, then economic, health, education, and social security provisions would be understood to be a larger factor in helping women determine to have less children. Declines in birth rates worldwide could help various environmental problems. In some cases, a large population itself may not be a problem, as long as development is sustainable to avoid the potential problems mentioned. What is relevant, though, is a woman's reproductive rights and a positive socioeconomic environment. Empowering women, providing better education, are also related to economic circumstances to some extent. Education and empowerment for women is definitely important. It's not to say that there should be none. It's to recognize that as well as providing better education, the economic environment must be improved upon so that education can be made use of. Poverty is the number one health problem in developing and developed nations alike. Structural adjustment policies, for example, from the IMF, have not helped in many situations, as social expenditure has had to be cut back. This has led to less and less investment in health, education, and other basic services, the things that have led to a better quality of life in Europe after the Second World War. Even the impacts on urban disaster vulnerability is shown to increase with structural adjustment policies by increasing urbanization and population movements from rural areas to the cities. Another effect of reduced investment in these key areas is the reduction in development and potential of each person. With corrupt ruling regimes, human rights have consistently been violated, often with the aid of Western and developed nations. In an area of increased populations, there may be an increased likelihood of tensions mounting into violence. In order for nations to remain or increase economic wealth, environmental considerations have to sometimes take a back seat. A study suggests that increasing food production in developing nations can help prevent conflicts, even promote or preserve peace. However, looking at the root causes of the lack of food production itself may reveal in many places not so much overpopulation, but the international trade and economic treaties or enforcements that have led to increased exports of basic resources rather than developing these themselves, of increased dependency via structural adjustment, and so on. Tackling these would have a more effective result in poverty and hunger alleviation. Tackling symptoms only leads to maintaining and not questioning the underlying structures. Similarly, with increased consumption in the wealthier countries, which is not where the majority of the world's population is to be found, and the way that the products are produced, consumed, and thrown away have an impact on the environment around the world, because production is often in the developing countries where the majority of the world's populations are to be found. As a result of degradation to the environment, tensions can increase. That's going to wrap up this six-part series on human population and its effects on the environment. Again, this series was written by Anup Shah. For more information, you may go to the website globalissues.org. For Environmental Voices on KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.